All right, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, student recognition. Mr. Addis?
Thank you, Mr. Sams. As always, really proud to recognize our students of the month. It's always great to see our families here, the strong support systems that our students have in Norton, our administrators and our teachers as well. Always very appreciative of the effort from everyone. Tonight we're going to have our high school principal, Mr. Ryan Shaner, come forward and get us started.
If you don't know her already, I'm proud to introduce everyone to our high school December Student of the Month. This is senior Jordan Bird. Jordan is a phenomenal athlete. She's captain of both the basketball and softball teams, senior class president, National Honor Society, Team Club, so lots of service hours there as well. She also, on her own time, if you guys have come to any sporting events, you would have seen that she helps our trainer, Matthew Peasley, really on her own. So she was down on the field helping in every way that she could, help our trainer and help our athletes as well, as being just a great athlete around the building. And you plan on going to Ohio State, majoring in biology, hopes of becoming an orthopedic surgeon someday, so that's really exciting. So she's a great student. But I got a really cool story to tell you. It just happened. So every couple of weeks on the high school website, I do a video for, so this is kind of a shameless plug, so everybody go watch it, right? So I do a video, just an informative video for community or anyone who wants to know what's going on at the high school, and every other one I have our student of the month with us. So Jordan, being a great basketball player, I told her, I said, well, we're going to do the whole thing, you're going to help me here, and then at the end, we're going to do the whole thing in the gym. And I said, you're going to take a shot, a three-pointer. I said, and we're only going to take one take, so you got to make it. So she's like, okay, So I happened to see Coach Miller right before that, who is her basketball coach. And I kind of told him what we were doing, and he's like, oh, she'll bury that. I go, really? He goes, yeah, no doubt in my mind, she'll bury it. And she did! It was awesome! I know our former basketball coach, Mr. Addis, would appreciate that. So, but anyway, just goes to show you, she's got ice water running through her veins, but she's such a great kid. She's been through a lot in high school because, have you had 3 ACL tears?
Two.
But you've had, in your back, that's right. And then lots of surgeries, everything else. She's still plugging away because it's important for her to be a Norton Panther. So we thank her, and she's just such a great representative of high school for December. So congratulations.
Please welcome our middle school principal, Mrs. Joyce Gerber.
From the middle school, our student of the month for December is Charlie Rizek. Charlie, we kind of sprung it on him on Friday. He was our January pick, but our December pick is at a basketball game in Streetsboro. So we asked his dad, who happened to be signing him out, if we could flip-flop him. And his dad said, yeah, I can get him here. So in talking with Charlie, I asked him, and Mrs. Faderstricker wanted to be here, but she was scheduled for January, so she had to miss tonight. And I asked Charlie why he thought he was selected. And he said, because I do my work, because I help out in class. The teachers had a lot to rave about him. They said his work ethic is there. He not only takes care of his own scholarly work, but he's willing to help other people in class, his math teacher said. Mrs. Fabo said that he twice were a super speller. I don't know what that means in the classroom. Charlie volunteered to write an article. Our parents group suggested that we write an article to the local papers on their 8th grade Washington, D.C. trip. Charlie volunteered, so he's a published author. He was in the Barberton Herald, so we were excited about that. And they said that just overall, he's just a very good kid, very kind-hearted, and they think he is the type of Panther that we would all want to aspire to be. When I talked with Charlie this morning, his goal is to be a doctor and a heart surgeon, so we'll have another surgeon along with Jordan. So we're gonna build our own hospital here probably. They were very confident in their choice, and they thank him for all that he gives back to their classroom community.
So it's time for Norton Elementary School. Mr. Sackett is home tonight with three kids with the flu. So we asked him to stay there. And Mrs. Monet, our first and second grade principal, will cover all four grades.
Yes,
thank you.
We'll start with first grade, so Mrs. Bryant and Bryson Boger. And I just have to say, when I went to first grade, I said to Mrs. Bryant, I said, do you have somebody? And she's like, right away, Bryson Boger has to be it. So she's on working her way up here with Mrs. Moats. Mrs. Moats co-teaches with Mrs. Bryant this year.
So, I'm so excited to present to you Bryson. Although when I did this, I thought it was an honor, and I think it's more a special form of torture right now. So I'm gonna go quick, I promise. Bryson was in my brain prior to even knowing I needed a kiddo. I can't even tell you how awesome he is. Bryson, all our rules, all our expectations, Bryson knows immediately which one he needs to be following, oftentimes before I do. I'll look over at Bryson, I'm like, oh, everybody check out Bryson, because he's always on it. He knows what he's doing, he works so hard. And if you guys know first grade, being a first grader is hard, hard work. It's the first year, it's crazy academic, they've got to hold it together. It's not a lot of play that they're used to. And this guy is always modeling for every single student in my class what needs to be done, without a doubt. And he will look at me and he'll catch my eye and he'll know. He's got his silent signal up, he's got his pencil out, he's always on the ball. So socially in our classroom, he is my go-to. Sometimes he takes care of me better than I take care of myself. Academically, he's soaring in first grade. We are piloting a program this year on the computer in my classroom, and Bryson was the first one to pass a level, take a test. He, I think in, 24 days of use, he gained 7 months on this program in his ability. So he's working really, really hard. And Bryson also has a great sense of humor, and I love Bryson because Bryson gives me the look. Like, he's laughing at me, but he knows better than to laugh out loud at me. Because Bryson is number one in my room.
I think
we're trying numbers this year. Bryson's number one, and every day when I hand him to Peter, I'm like, what number are you? And he just looks at me like, and every day he laughs at me. So Bryson deserves this honor more than he's letting you know right now.
Having Michael Himes, his big brother, when I taught middle school. And when I went to Mrs. Myers and said, who? She's like, oh, Matthew Himes. I'm like, yes! I love this family, and they're just a wonderful Norton family, and he is probably one of the sweetest boys you're ever going to meet. So Mrs. Myers has a lot she'd like to share about.
I had his older sister a long time ago. I don't want to say how many years ago. I chose him like right away. I got the email, hey, we need somebody, but I'm not good at speaking in front of adults. My heart is like pounding out of my chest right now. I do great speaking in front of children because just they're kids, you know. Adults are a different species. But the number one reason I chose Matthew is because he has such compassion. And to me, I think sometimes having heart and compassion is so much more than like being able to read the words on the page. He cares so much about his friends in the class. We're a family in my class. I've always been that way. I tell them I spend more time with them in a day, waking hours, than I do my own three children. So I have three girls, so sometimes I think that's a blessing. It's nice to mix it up with some boys in there, huh? But he has a huge heart. Whenever somebody's upset in the class, he kind of gets close to them and
and reaches in and listens to their heart and just goes the extra mile to show them that he's a friend. He's, if I was 8, I would totally want this dude to be my best friend because he has such a big heart. He is a super role model as well, always following the directions, like it's time to get our math journals out, and he has his math journal out, he has the page open, he has a ruler, he has his pencil, and he has a quiet time. And he's looking around like, hello, anybody else here? Because my class is very rambunctious this year. And he, I think from having siblings who are so much older than him, that he kind of is an old soul. He gets things a little bit different than your typical 7 and 8 year old. And when things are a little haywire or crazy, or the kids answer things really off the wall, I look at Matthew and he'll be like, I've even caught him doing like this a couple times, and to me it's just like kind of reassuring, like he gets it, he gets it. When we're talking about wants and needs and somebody raises their hand and says Abraham Lincoln, I look at Matthew and he's like, he gets it. So he makes me laugh. He brings me so much joy every day. He comes in every day ready to learn, and I just feel like it's a blessing to have him in my class this year. So.
Have Mrs. Richards with another one of my favorites, Colin Davis. Another wonderful family. Norton, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Love this kid. He hugs me every day when I see him. He's just awesome. So when I heard Mrs. Richards picked him and Mr. Sackett told me, I was like, that's a great choice. So Mrs. Richards has a lot to say, I'm sure.
It's not always easy to find someone for Student of the Month, because when you have a great class, which we have a great group of third graders this year, and when they all do their homework, and they all get their tracker signed, and they all stay on green, and they follow directions, it's hard. Why would I choose this kid over the other 9 that do the same thing? So we always like to look for someone that stands out, that goes above our expectations of what we're looking for. And so the last month and a half, I've had my eye on Colin, because we have been sitting in Indian tribes, and we have several students that leave our classroom every day, because everybody's different learners, and they leave for a couple classes and they come back, and one of the boys is in his group, and he always helps them. He helps them get their things out, he tells them what we're doing, and we had an Indian presentation, and it didn't break my heart, but my heart just melted, because he went and stood behind the little boy and was like whispering the words that he couldn't read to do his presentation, and I could see on the little boy's face that he was like, oh, thank you, someone's helping me, instead of me standing there fumbling over the words. And I was like, that's someone that's Student of the Month. They went beyond the expectations, and that's what we're looking for. And he helps me out a lot, because if you know me, I'm not really technology savvy. And so he's really good, though. He'll stand there, and I'm like, give me a chance. And sometimes I get it, and then I'm like, okay, Colin, get over here. And when we're doing our country reports right now, and several of the boys and girls are doing PowerPoint presentations, and he has to help them get on Google Docs, and he's right there. But he's really good, because he stands back, he's there, lets them know, I'm here if you need me. But some of them do it on their own, and some of them are like Mrs. Richards. And so he says he wants to be a NASCAR driver when he grows up, but I really think that we're going to see him do something with computers. So it's a great honor. This is Colin Davis, and it's a great honor to have him in my class, and his mom and dad are doing a fantastic job raising him, and thank you for sharing him in my classroom, and it's an honor to have him.
Talk about Alexander. So fourth grade teachers have Miss Witt, Miss Scrub, and Mrs. Canna. It was Green Day at NES today.
All right, well, we all came to present Alex to you in fourth grade. We share students, so we all like to put some time together. And as we discussed this student of the month and who had earned the title, Alex really stuck out to us. He has just been fantastic to have this year. He comes every day ready to learn. Ready to be a positive part of the team. He has great work ethic, and he puts a lot of pressure on himself to do well. He's just self-motivated to just do well. Throughout the year, he's quickly became my little morning helper. He comes early for latchkey, and at the beginning of the year, he kept asking, can I come down and help you? So I would stop by, I'll let you know. And he is so responsible, so reliable, and so independent, and just doing his own thing that now I invite him down almost every morning to help me do things, and get ready for the day, and I just love seeing him there. Another thing that has stuck out with him is we have a student who joins us at lunch. He's pretty much just with us for lunch, and it has been Alex who has welcomed him into our classroom. And now he always asks to sit by Alex, and Alex is there for him when he's having a bad day. And one day the student came to me and said, "This way, I really think Alex deserves a golden ticket. He is just such a good friend." And I said, "You know, I think you're right." So we made sure Alex got a golden ticket, and I felt like he deserved more than just that. So I'm proud to have him in my class. I think we all should be proud to have him as a Norton Panther this year, and I hope he keeps up the good work.
Proud to have primary principal Eric Morris.
I have the honor and privilege to introduce you, Elijah Krakowski. Along with Elijah, we have Miss Ashley Elio, his kindergarten teacher. And truly what you see right here is how he is all day. From the day he steps, from the time he comes in to the time he leaves. So, you know, today was a great day for us down at primary. We did, the first half of the building did the holiday performance spectacular. And he was one of our performers today, and I just want to give him a little shout out for his hard work on that today. So I will let the floor or pass along to Ms. Hill.
So kind of piggybacking off of what Mr. Moore said, he's got it. I mean, he's always well put together, coming from behavior, his academic work, everything, social skills. He's just really, when you look at kindergartners and them just coming in and kind of starting from scratch, it's kind of nice to having him there. I mean, the first day he came in with his little, not little, huge personality. I mean, if you talk to him, it's not like talking to a kindergartner. He's got his hands moving, and he's like talking, like his vocabulary is like he's in college. It's really awesome to talk to him. And I know that his friends enjoy talking to him too. One of the things that like stands out most is what our goal is to be leaders in our classroom, and he is just, he's a great leader. He's always going above and beyond what he needs to do academically. His friends at his table, if they're not doing the right thing, he's always kind of reassuring them, like, that's not it, you need to be bubbling your mouth, quite simple. He's just really great. So when I was trying to figure out my student of the month, I was having a hard time because I have such a great group of kids this year. So I went to the specialist teachers and I told them my list that I thought, and they're all like, "Oh, for sure, Elijah, he's great." And so like things that were coming up were as hardworking, honest, compassionate. And then so going back to like, you know, we try to build leaders in our classrooms. And so I was just like, wow, I mean, he's like the greatest example of a leader in kindergarten. So I just knew it had to go to Elijah. So he's a joy to have in class. And I think anybody in the building would definitely agree and can see it.
Thanks for being a great kid, Elijah. They have the same looks.
Always a good reminder of our great kids and our great families in this district. So once a month we get to recognize all of them. And again, to the parents, thank you for your support and for the kids that you're bringing us on a daily basis. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, at this time, we'll just take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month, and at that point, you'll be able to excuse yourselves if you need to do so at that time. Thank you.
At the end, you want a picture?
Yeah, you want a picture at the end?
Yeah.
And then if all the students could just come up front to take a quick picture with Mr. Adams. All right, welcome back. We'll get to item three, public participation. Nobody signed up. Does anybody wish to speak? None. Item four, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I am going to ask Jason that under item 5C be taken off the agenda.
Okay.
I don't feel that the board is ready to vote on that. We have never really discussed it as a board. I don't even know enough information about it.
Sure. This is, I'll refer to Mr. Knight. It's something that he, just if you want an explanation, or I don't know that it's going to pass. I think
well,
it's just,
rather, I guess, take the chance of it passing or failing when we haven't really.
Well, it's something actually.
It.
He, Do you want to explain?
I've talked about it a lot in the last 2 years. I mean, I have. Haven't I, Stephanie? We've talked about it a lot in committee meetings.
With Stephanie or the... I don't recall. I mean, I know you mentioned it once in a...
I've mentioned it several times. Haven't I, Stephanie? I mean...
I don't know that you've mentioned it to the whole board, but you've mentioned
okay.
it.
Well, I mean, when I was in Columbus, I think it's a good policy.
I don't know how it works. I don't know. I mean, you'd have okay. to...
Well, we can vote on taking it off. Is that what you want to do?
Well, I just don't think that we're ready to vote on it.
Yeah. I don't... I mean, it's one of those things that Rob, Mr. Knight, excuse me, has felt very strongly about. He's, according to him, he's brought it up in Columbus many times. He's brought it up with our treasurer. And he just wants his voice to be heard on this. I don't know that it has support, and I believe there'll be some opinions during discussion at this point.
Well, I guess from my standpoint, I mean, I don't know enough about it to give a vote yes or no. I mean, I'd have to vote no because I don't know enough about it. Well, I mean, can you explain how it works, what it does?
Well, I mean, I think Stephanie would have a better, being the treasurer. I mean, Ohio Checkbook is basically something that, from what I understand, Josh Mandel put in place where you would basically put things online as far as what the treasury expenses are. Is that correct, Stephanie? And then...
You have to upload information, yeah. Yes.
And then people in the public could get online and view that. It's just basically like an open checkbook where the public has the opportunity to get online and look at expenses. I mean, it's just basically for transparency.
Well, is it any different than the warrants that are already attached to our agenda every month?
Stephanie would probably be better to answer that than me as far as, is it?
Yes, it's different. There's more information. You can go online and ask for a specific vendor, see what kind of expenses that they've had. You can ask for categories and see what that is. So that's a little more, it's more user friendly because you can get a bunch of information at one time.
Okay. Basically, when I was in Columbus talking to other districts and superintendents and treasurers, I mean, everyone who has adopted this policy, it's been a positive thing, they feel, as far as for the community. It gives them an opportunity to, it's just a thing of transparency where they can get in online and basically, like Stephanie said, look at the expenses that's going on a whether it's a daily or weekly or monthly basis. It's just, that's all it really is. Am I correct, Stephanie?
Well, no, it doesn't get it down to the day or the week. I believe it's monthly or maybe
okay,
monthly. Totals.
Okay.
Who are the other districts that use it?
Cuyahoga Falls is probably the
closest. You talked to them, didn't you, Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to discuss it now? Or is that what we're doing?
I mean, it's... It's something that he's felt passionate about. It's a group decision, obviously, but one of the things that Mrs. Hagenbush brought up is the student information that goes on there. What does she have enough staff to go through and take things off? I think that was your concern when I talked to you about it.
That's one of them, yes, that's a large one.
So that's her biggest concern, that
do we want to discuss this now?
Well, I mean, now we're discussing whether or not we're going to leave it on the agenda.
Okay.
So if it stays on the agenda, then we can discuss it when we go to vote on it. Okay. But if it's removed, there's nothing more really to discuss.
Well, I mean,
Well, it was placed on the agenda. Stephanie sent us an email, but she doesn't even recommend it.
No.
So I really, at this point anyway, because you wanted to, your email that you wrote,
well, I don't. I haven't used it. I don't have problems with it. But the treasurers that I've spoke to have some issues with it, that some of the information that's uploaded isn't necessarily, I don't want to say it's not accurate, but all the information goes into buckets on what you upload. And if locally we make a decision on how we code something, because everything we do is coded by ODE standards, but there's some local decisions you can make. And if we code something differently locally because that's how we feel that we want to, and then it's uploaded and they don't have a place for it, they put it somewhere else. So that when you're looking at the information, you're not necessarily looking at accurate information. which can cause more problems or more questions. And the treasurers I've spoke to that use it, that have people that go look at it, say those are the things that they're running into, that the information is there, but it's not necessarily in the right, for lack of better words, buckets, or you know how it's coded or the way it came across. So I don't know if that's going to create more issues for us, more questions. You're looking like you're doing one thing, and then it's going to show that it's doing something else. Those were some of my concerns with it. I've talked to a couple districts that said it took them about 6 months to get it going, to get the information correct, to be able to upload it, to have it do what it's supposed to do. So it just seems like it's, you know, there's a lot of issues associated with it. It isn't that it's a bad thing. I would just like the information that goes there to be absolutely accurate so that when people are looking at it, they're looking at the correct things, not making assumptions based on something that isn't truly accurate.
But if there's a question on those buckets, that can be broke down into what those expenses are inside that.
Not by looking at that. They would have to contact us, and we would have to go through that.
Here's where, I mean, we're obviously discussing it. So, I mean, I did, when it was brought up, I reached out to four different school districts and one organization. If you go to Ohio Checkbook, it lists all the schools, cities, different people that are using it. I reached out, I'm not going to name, like, the sit or the schools, but one said they're on it, but they quit using it because they said of the inaccuracies. They said, hey, we like the idea. It is a positive way to be transparent. However, in doing so, we're getting a lot of flack from community because they want it to be transparent, but there's numbers in there that aren't right because the buckets are wrong. So, it causes an issue. You know, if it says you spend $10,000 but really you only spent $6,000, and then you have people coming to a board meeting saying, why'd you guys spend $10,000? It's inaccurate. The coding issues, a lot of what Stephanie already had said is a lot of the cons. The pro is transparency. That's about it. As best as you can get, because it's all state coding, and local levels can code things differently for different reasons, and that doesn't flow through. So, I have said it from the beginning. I mean, I've called people that use it. Nobody absolutely said absolutely. I'd 100% suggest that you get on it. So obviously, we didn't talk to the same people. What I would support is, and what I've said a lot is, like, one of the school districts has created their own, like through NeoNet. They're working with NeoNet, creating something to be transparent. I don't like Ohio Checkbook either, because if we could do something like NeoNet, you know, get our own, it would drive traffic to our own website, not a state website. And that's just me. I personally don't feel, that's my opinion. I like the idea of transparency, but I don't think Ohio Checkbook, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not giving my political view, but it is, you're right, it was pushed by Josh Mandel. He may or may not get, you know, reelected. Will it be supported? It's a state-funded thing, so if we put all this effort into it and it goes away, because it costs the state quite a bit of money. So that's just my opinion of it. So, I mean, we can keep it on. We can. I mean, that's your guys' decision.
No,
I agree that if you don't know enough about it, the vote has to be no. And at this point, I mean,
well, when I looked into it, it looked like they were spent over $3 million
a year
on this.
It's a consistent.
Yeah.
My two cents.
So, how do you feel? Do you want to?
Well, it isn't up to me to take it off or put
it
on.
No, but I mean,
I guess it's up to the, you know, what's the consensus of the board? I mean,
I think we just heard it.
It's to take it off?
Yeah.
That's what Lewis is saying. And
I mean, don't say it's me. I'm just saying if I can't support it at this point, you know. I mean, I appreciate the effort. I agree that, you know, it may help with the community to, you know, be a little bit more transparent, not that we're hiding anything. I think that if we could develop something over, you know, the next year, whatever, I would be in favor of that. Okay. I think those school districts that have that have garnered support from the community because of it, but it isn't necessarily Ohio Checkbook. So, that's my opinion.
And I look at it in such a way that you have to have something that's viable that the staff here can manage and make sure that, I know that when you look at the warrants, I mean, we vote on those, but I look at it and you see Snapple, $600 and some. I mean, you look at pizza, I don't understand some of that myself, so I maybe you have a strategic plan, which I know, Mr. Addis, that you definitely have talked about, and Mrs. Hagenbush, maybe the future is you have a strategic plan 6-8 months, a year down the road, that maybe you can have something in place that the public can look at and even the staff can get involved with and start computing and compiling information that is transparent, that's viable or feasible, so that the public can take a look at, because I look at that and I don't even know sometimes what that means or where it goes, but I know you've done the best job that you can with the people that you have in place. So with that said, we'll just remove under item 5C. Everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the amended agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under board business, item A, can I have a motion to approve Lewis Shule as president pro tem for the organizational meeting in January 2018?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
No.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, item B, can I have a motion to approve a resolution for the joint agreement appointing the Business Advisory Council of the Educational Service Center to serve as Business Advisory Council for the School District, Attachment A?
So. Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, briefly, we've talked about this throughout the year. It's a new state requirement that each school district form a business advisory council. It's a direct move from the Ohio Department of Education for school community business relationships. So school districts can either form one in their own city or they can join a coalition through their local ESC. And we have accepted the offer from the Summit County ESC. We have an area business representative who will sit on that board for us. And so tonight, I appreciate the recommendation. This is really the last step for us. And then we will begin that process in January with the ESC.
Good. I think they've served us well. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 6, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 7, treasurer's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve attachment C and attachment D?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 8, superintendent's recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the resignation under item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, under B, can I have a motion to approve substitute classified item 1?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under personnel, C, can I have a motion to approve the following individuals for winter athletic services, items 1 through 20?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, Can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the 5.5-hour transportation assistant position?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the 8-hour maintenance one position?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
No, we need a second.
Second.
Sorry. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, F through H?
So moved.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 9, superintendent's reports.
Thank you, Mr. Sams. Just a couple of things. We try to work hard as a district this year in the idea of celebrating our success. It's a key item in most successful districts. And last month, we were able to celebrate a Momentum Award and also what our band accomplished in Indianapolis. Since that meeting, our high school was awarded AP Honor Roll. There were only 32 schools in the entire state who won this award, and over 400 in the United States and Canada. The AP Honor Roll is a combination of two things. It's growth in your AP program, but also maintenance of a score of at least 3 or above. You know, so ultimately a school district would choose to grow a program like an AP program so that it could keep its students in-house. Students who enroll in an AP course or score 3 above get the same credit as they would if they leave our high school campus and go take you know, a course at the University of Akron or another local course. And it's one of our goals, really, with every single thing that we do, is that we are good enough that our kids would never imagine leaving any of our schools. And so this is a really positive step for Mr. Shaner and his staff and his students in the growth of the program. And I know it's been a hot topic, probably talking to me about it ad nauseum. He's probably tired of me talking about it, but we'll continue to have the conversation. We've connected with Mark Yoho from the College Board, and Mark is someone from a prior life who is now going to accept Norton as one of his schools also. He came and spoke to about 150 of our interested parents, and he told me he does this all over the state. He said this year it was his third biggest crowd. And I didn't know if 12 people were going to show up or over 100, and the fact that 150 people were there told me it's a direction that this community wants to go. So we're going to begin the growth of that program, and our honors courses and our college prep and our vocational programs will all benefit because we're about to up the ante a little bit and increase the rigor, and our kids are going to be able to do some more things with all of this. So I just wanted to congratulate Ryan and his staff. Job well done. Hard honor to earn. I also want to thank a couple of board members tonight. As I've shared with all of them, you know, during the interview process, this is year 26 for me. I don't know as teachers if we always know why we get into the profession, but when we reach a particular age, we understand this has everything to do with kids. Everything. The reason we come to work and the reason that we chose this profession is it's all about service. And both of you years ago chose to run for the board to serve the city of Norton and the children of Norton, and it's a noble profession. Being a board member is a difficult job.
Absolutely.
As all five know here and anyone else out here who's been there, it's a difficult position. So I appreciate the opportunity that you, the role that you played in allowing me to serve in this role, but more importantly, service to this community and to the students of this community. And I just wanted to say thank you for the time here. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
Rob, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Congratulations to the students of the month, and congratulations to the two of you and what you've done for Norton, and Merry Christmas. My gosh, here already.
Mrs. Bennett.
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. And another positive thing happening in the district was last week we had our first career day at the high school, organized by Mrs. Williams, and we had over 30 professionals. Majority, I think most of them, were from the Norton area, and it was for sophomores, juniors, and seniors, and I think the students really enjoyed it. It gave them an idea of careers that they thought they wanted to do, but maybe realized after hearing, talking to people in the field, they don't want to do it anymore, and gave them ideas of things that maybe they might have an interest in.
It was for freshmen.
Oh, I thought it was just sophomores, juniors, and seniors.
No, it was the whole school.
It was the whole school? Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for correcting me.
Not that big of a
deal. No, but that's important. No, so thank you.
Actually, some of our freshmen came back to us and told us how much they enjoyed it.
Good. And then the other thing is I want to recognize Steve Odo and Stephanie Postick from Diversified Employee Solutions. Stephanie is a parent in our district. She has a sophomore and a daughter who just graduated, but they donated over 35 coats to our district. So that was fantastic. And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Mr. Yule.
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. Always great. The career day sounded like it went well. Thank goodness for our street department and police department for making that day happen. And I won't say it out loud to the kids, but Mr. Addis not canceling school, so that's a good thing. You know, beyond that, a couple weeks ago, our wrestling team won the Wayne Invitational as a team. I think they had only two wrestlers that didn't place in the top eight, so that was good. And then just to wrap up, I mean, you know, Rob and Jason, thank you for your time on the board, and 2017 has been great. I mean, for Norton, I mean, things are moving, and a lot of accomplishments all throughout, academically and athletically, you know, arts. I mean, everything has just gone in the right direction, so hopefully we can continue that in 2018 and keep Panther Nation going. That's it.
Thanks. Mrs. Webber.
Congratulations to the Students of the Month, and I did hear some positive things about Career Day from some of the kids. They really liked it. Yeah, and some of them were like, no way, you know, which is good. I mean, if you can eliminate something, that helps too. But I would just want to talk about Norton Aid for a moment. It was phenomenal this year. Our principals, our teachers, our students went above and beyond to collect money and canned goods. 2,000 to 3,000 canned goods, believe me, handled every one of them once. Neva Gibson organized the whole thing. Ralph Dowling was the one who picked up all the canned goods and stuff, and the three of us unloaded the trailer. But Girl Scout troops 39, 84, and 436 all came to help separate, and the girls' basketball team helped us not once but twice. So we helped over 40 families this year. And a lot of the kids, it's good to see kids do this kind of thing, because there were some parents that were in tears. So we had some girls that were in tears, but I think they learned a valuable lesson from doing this. So thank you once again for supporting our families here in Norton, and have a great Christmas.
Mr. Knight?
Just thanks to the Students of the Month, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I would like to say that I have a lot of respect for anybody who has ever ran or been on the Board of Education. It's a tough job, and I think it's it is rewarding. But I do have a lot of respect for people who serve and sit on a board or anything in political life. It's a lot easier to sit over there and say stuff than to sit here and do things. So I have a lot of respect for people who deal with that. And I just appreciate your guys' support. And that's it.
Thank you. It was just my last board meeting, and I was sitting here trying to think all day. I don't know how many phone calls I got today, but a lot of people called me, and I appreciated that. You know, the true friends I have and the people in the community. And I can tell you one thing, as a person, I've grown. I have a better understanding, knowledge, and respect for our students, our staff, and the school district. So I'll definitely be leaving the district in a better position. And one of the things I appreciate very much is our treasurer. When I came in, That was a position that I didn't quite understand because I was getting pounded in the community of the dollars and cents. But I can tell you that when I became president of the board, Mrs. Hagenbusch truly became a person that you could truly work with. She was very professional. She always took my phone calls, and her staff was knew I was going to be calling on Friday, on Monday, sometimes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so that I could understand and be a better board member. I don't think people understand that it's not just coming to meetings. It's trying to understand other things that go on. And so, Stephanie, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Because you definitely did help. And I know that the other side of this coin is Mr. Addis being a part of bringing you to this district. I know that I will be leaving it in better hands. And that's something that I'm going to feel a whole lot better about. And Lewis, you're the only person here that thanked us, but I do want to thank Mrs. Bennett. You did take my calls after our rough start. And Mrs. Webble, you did as well. So thank you. I know that politically it can be very difficult and challenging. And some things do get a little nitty and gritty. But Mr. Santelli, you did send me a message on Facebook when I did get elected. So thank you. And Mr. Inks, we did have a conversation prior to the election. So thank you for having that conversation. And I do wish you the best of luck, because sitting out there is definitely a whole lot easier than sitting right here. And to our administrative staff, you know, it's been a challenge because people do have a perception sometimes about us individually, but all of you have certainly taken our calls, my calls, and you have a difficult job as well. There have been some votes that went one way, but they've always went the right way. So I know it can be difficult sometimes, but I know that you'll be going the right direction as well. So thank you for what you do. But I know our staff's in the right hands. I know the union has been very nice to me, and Mr. Shaner's always there at the games. Sometimes people mix us up just because of the haircut. So that can be a challenge as well. But I am going to miss definitely the students. They always see me out and about, and they always say, are you going to be around? Yeah, I'll still be around. But I don't know that running for office, that's always a difficult thing to answer. But I do want to thank everybody in the room, and I know that I'll be leaving this in better hands. So thank all of you. With that, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.